4-1. Valmy Thomas hitting .254 with four home runs, 24 runs batted in. And Magley's curve is lined into center. Snyder goes in, now has to go back, and it's over his head. He's playing it off the wall, and Thomas on his way with a double. Boy, Snyder really fooled on that ball. He turned every which way. Thomas hit a low line drive that took off. Snyder was so badly fooled on it that he never even leaped up in the air and tried the one-handed. And that, of course, one of his specialties. This went over his head. So with two out, Valmy Thomas doubles, and the batter, Red Worthington. Alan Worthington batting .088. He has three hits, good for three RBIs. Gonna try another helmet up there. Two out, second inning, 1-0 Brooklyn. Magley ready and delivers. The curveball, a half swing, it's over anyway, 0-1. Strike one pitch to Worthington, down low. One ball, one strike. Neal jumps in back of Valmy Thomas, but Roseboro does not throw. 1-1. Magley delivers 1-1. The curve cut on and missed. 1-2. Thomas coming away from second. Two out. Magley delivers. The pitch is cut on and fouled away. And the count remains. One ball, two strikes. Dodgers one, Giants nothing. Two out, second inning. Magley bends at the waist to get his sign. Now he straightens up. The 1-2 pitch to Worthington, and it hits him. Worthington hit by the pitch. Worthington now wants a light windbreaker brought down to him, so with a one ball, two strike count, pitcher Alan Worthington nicked by the pitch, safely on at first. Valmy Thomas at second, and with two out, Danny O'Connell the batter. Magley had a fastball get away from him. Worthington tried to jackknife and get away from it, and it nicked him. Danny O'Connell flied to right in the first inning, batting .264. Seven home runs, 31 runs batted in. Turns on the rubber now, looks to his base runners, and delivers a fastball that's pulled foul off third base, over the roof, and out of the ballpark. 0-1. Getting his sign from Roseboro. Now delivers 0-1. O'Connell fakes just inside. One ball, one strike. Well, both starting pitchers have been in plenty of trouble. Magley left two men on the base pads in the first inning. He's trying to do the same thing here in the second. And the Dodgers got a run in the first inning. 1-1 to Danny O'Connell. Magley delivers 1-1. The curveball is in there. Strike two. Connell mad at himself picks up a little pebble and throws it away, and then gets back in. Magley straightens up. The 1-2 pitch to O'Connell. The sidearm curve that popped up. Hodges coming over in foul ground. Under it now and takes it, and that does it. For the Giants in the second inning, no runs, one hit. They leave two, so they've left four men in their two innings of at-bats. And at the end of an inning and a half, the Dodgers won, the Giants nothing. We'll see, we're batting 226. One home run, 21 runs batted in. Worthington throwing down to Ossie Virgil, while Valmy Thomas went out to the mound to get something squared away. Second inning, 1-0 Brooklyn. The Dodgers, one run on two hits, and the Giants, no runs, three hits. Pee-wee Reese, Johnny Roseboro, and Sal Magley here in the second inning. Light breeze blowing in from back of left field. Worthington's first pitch outside and low, ball one. Just a light breeze coming out of the northwest, so it won't be too hot. The 1-0 pitch to Pee-wee, in for the strike, 1-1. Worthington winds a 1-1 at a Pee-wee. Breaking ball, low and away. Ball two. 2-1. Ah, the redhead back with his 2-1 pitch, and it's promptly belted right up the middle. A clean base hit for Reese. Mays comes on to field the ball and get it back in, so Pee-wee opens the second with a single to center. Johnny Roseboro batting 151. He has eight hits, one of them a home run, and four RBIs. Worthington up on top to get his time. Al Reddy checks Reese and delivers, and Roseboro pulls it foul outside of first. 0-1. Ball bounces off the box seats, and so Don Mueller has to come in and retrieve in shallow right field. 0-1 the count. Worthington again checks Reese, now delivers high and away to Roseboro. 1-1. Lucky Strike sending it all to you from Ebbets Field in Brooklyn. A 1-1 at a Roseboro, a bouncer to the right of O'Connell and through for a base hit. Reese is around second on his way to third. Mays, in time to scoop up the ball, drops it. Roseboro, a wide turn. They throw back to first and get him. Roseboro made his wide turn at first when Mays had overrun the ball, and Johnny Spikes gave way and he fell to his knees. They fight quickly back towards first base in time to get him. The Roseboro gets a base hit, sending Reese to third. There'll be no error charged to Mays. And then Roseboro making his turn trip, and they get him. So one out, and the batter, Sal Magley. They'll give Roseboro a single, and he's out. Rounding first base, from Mays to Darrell Spencer, back to Whitey Lockman. One out, Reese at third, and the batter, Sal Magley. He has one hit this year, the infield drawn in tight. Worthington winds and delivers, and Magley swings and doesn't get it, 0-1. The outfield is shallow, Don Mueller in particular in right field. Worthington ready, and the strike one pitch to Magny. They pitch out, no throw to third, but the bluff drives Reese back. 1-1. Worthington delivers 1-1. Magly swings and doesn't get it. 1-2. On deck, Jim Gilliam. The 1-2 pitch, cut out and missed, and down goes Mankers. Two out here in the second inning, two strikeouts for Alan Worthington, and the batter, Jim Gilliam, with Reese at third. Gilliam bounced out in the first inning to Danny O'Connell. He's batting 252. Bill Rigney making signs to Worthington out on the mound. Be ready for the bunt now. Worthington nods. Reese coming down the line off third. Worthington delivers. Junior swings a bouncer backhanded by Lockman. He'll do it himself. Lockman takes a runaway from Brooklyn, backhanding Gilliam's bid for a base hit, and for the Dodgers in the second inning. No runs, two hits, one man left on. The end of two innings of play, the Dodgers won, the Giants nothing. Don Mueller hitting 266. Over swung on the changeup and beat out a dribble up along the third baseline. Oh, Mueller 1-for-1. Then Mays and Jablonski. Had a few men left on. The Giants have left four in their two innings, and the Dodgers three. The first pitch to Mueller, just outside. Ball one, 1-0. Magly back with his 1-0 pitch. Mueller takes, high and away. Ball two, 2-0. Magly delivers 2-0 to Mueller and gets it in there. 2-1. Magly back 2-1. The fastball misses. Ball three. 3-1. A 3-1 pitch. Outside and high, ball four. So Don Mueller walks to open up things in the third inning, and here's Willie Mays. Willie single to left field in the first inning, batting 334. Maggie ready. Hodges holding Mueller at first. Sal delivers, and Mays swings and fouls it into the Dodger dugout on one. Magly working on a new ball. Roseboro blinking signs out to him. Sal delivers 0-1, and Mays takes a half swing, and it's in there anyway. A fastball that was really sailing coming in there. 0-2. Mays, his jaw is working away on a piece of chewing gum. Magly ready. Strike two pitch to Willie. Curve cut on. Bounce down to third. Reese goes to Gilliam for one, and there's no play at first base. So a fourth play at second, 5-4. One out, and the batter, Ray Jablonski. Ray batting 298. Struck out looking in the first inning. Dodgers won, Giants nothing. One out in the third. Magny takes a look at Mays. still checking him. Willie goes. The curve is high. The throw is too high into center field. Mays is up on his way to third and makes it easily. So Willie steals second and goes to third on Roseboro's error. For Willie, his 33rd stolen base. Just like that, one out. And the Giants have the potential tying run at third base. Mays has stolen 33. One ball, no strikes to Ray Jablonski, and the Dodger infield starts to come up. Everyone in sight, with the exception of Neil, is back off the grass a few steps. Reese now is about even with the bag at third. The right side in tight. The 1-0 pitch. Jablonski swings at a curve and doesn't get it. 1-1. And the way Mays has been acting on the base pad this year, you might just well really keep an eye out on him at third. 33 stolen bases. Magley ready, and the 1-1er. Curve cut on, a high foul back of the plate. No play. 1-2. Jablonski waiting. 1-2. Magley looks at third. Now the 1-2 pitch. Jablonski looks. It's in there. Call strike three. So for the second time, Ray is caught looking. Two down and the batter, Hank Sowers. Wondering about Mays in his personal duel with Brooklyn on the base pad, he has tried to steal seven times this year against the Dodgers. He's been successful four and thrown out three. Sauer waiting. Magley winds and delivers, and the curve is cut on and fouled back out of play. 0-1. Willie Mays at third base. He got on a fourth play, stole second, went to third on Roseboro's overthrow, and is acting very impatient down there now as he comes away from the bag. Magley looks over at him, now winds, and the strike one pitch. Sidearm curve up high. 1-1. Sun really breaking out now and pouring down on us, brightens things up considerably. 1-1. Two out, third inning, 1-0 Brooklyn. Magley delivers 1-1. Sauer swings and misses. 1-2. A big hang let out. Magley checking Mays. The 1-2 pitch to Hank Sauer. Cut on and missed. Strike three. Now Magley with a runner at third and one out. Strikes out Ray Jablonski and Hank Sauer. Jabbo looking and Sauer swinging. In the third inning, no runs, no hits. There was one error and one man left on. The Giants have now left five in three innings. The end of 2.5 innings of play. Brooklyn won. The Giants nothing. Gino Cimoli doubled into the alleyway in right center in the first inning, batting 304. It was almost nipped after rounding second as Mays got the ball back to the infield in a great hurry. But O'Connell threw to third, and Gino was able to get back. And he's the difference, for he eventually came around to score on Perillo's single. 1-0 Brooklyn, bottom of the third. Worthington looking over at Whitey Lachman. Lachman pulling at the lacing of his glove, and now we're ready. The first pitch is Cimoli. Inside. Ball one. 1-0. Brooklyn a run on four hits. The Giants no runs on three hits. The 1-0 pitch to Cimoli. Curve cut on and missed. 1-1. Three. Worthington back with a 1-1 pitch, overhand curve, and that's up high. Ball two. 2-1. The pitch to Simoli, cut on and missed. 2-2. End of this inning, we'll have a complete rundown of all the scores and pitches involved. You sum up the American League in one word, night. Worthington delivers 2-2 to Gino Simoli, and it's cut on and fouled back to the wire. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Milwaukee and Cincinnati will be playing tonight, so we'll have no chance to see how the Braves make out during this one. Simoli waiting 2-2. On deck, Duke Snyder. Worthington delivers 2-2, and the fastball is cut on a high pop fly. Danny O'Connell is calling out on the edge of the outfield grass and makes his play. One up, one away. Duke Snyder drew a walk in the first inning. He's batting 286. Ready to go to work and delivers to the Duke, and the pitch is cut on and missed. Snyder taking not a full swing, apparently fooled by the pitch. 0-1. Worthington right back again, and the pitch is grounded to the right of O'Connell and through for the base hit. So Snyder just bounces one into center field for the base hit. Hits for Brooklyn and the batter Gil Hodges. Gil struck out looking in the first inning, hitting 303. Worthington looks over at Snyder, now works the plate, and Hodges takes the strike. 1-1. One out, bottom of the third inning. Brooklyn 1, Giants nothing. Dodgers got the run in the first inning. Double by Simoli, and Perillo singled him in. Strike one pitch to Hodges. Cut on, a high foul back of the plate. Valmy Thomas takes a look, but he has no play. 0-2. Holding the bag against Snyder. Now Worthington ready, and just as he is, Hodges backs out, so time is called. Now we're ready. The strike two pitch, sidearm curve outside, ball one. 1-0. Worthington is big enough to give you the impression the first time you see him, well, here's a fellow who's going to wind up and rear back and fire. But most of the time, he throws breaking stuff up there. The 1-2 pitch stays inside, 2-2. Hard to believe that tomorrow will be the last chance to see the Giants over here at Brooklyn. Well, the year is really running out. 2-2 pitch to Hodges, taken high, ball three. So, unless you've made some important plans, we have the seats for you. Over 20,000 seats available. We picked up when the gates of the ballpark open up tomorrow. Come on out, see the Giants and Dodgers for the last time this year at Ebbets Field. Then Monday, the Labor Day doubleheader with the Phillies, and the Dodgers will not be back here until September the 20th. 3-2 pitch, Snyder goes, and it's popped up. Dal Spencer, coming over with sunglasses on, now at third base and makes the play. He's calling for it all the way, and Jablonski gave him a lot of room. Two down in the third. Snyder at first base, and Carl Furlow, the batter. Single to center to drive in a run. His average now at 292. Well, Furlow's been making a lot of noise during this month of August. Snyder inching off the bag, Lockman holds him, and the pitch to Furlow, curved, nubbed halfway to the mound. Worthington feels it, turns, and throws him out. So Furlow taps out 1-3, and for the Dodgers in the third inning, no runs, one hit, a man left on. They've left four. The end of three innings of play, the Dodgers a run on five hits and one error with four left, and for the Giants, no runs on three hits and no errors, they have left five.
Thanks, Ben, and here we go now in the fourth. Spencer flied to center his first time at bat, hitting 267. The Dodgers run in the first inning, a double by Cimoli and a single by Furlow to get him home. Game two of the series, the finale tomorrow. Magley now looks down for a sign from catcher Johnny Roseboro as Spencer leans in. The windup, and here's the pitch. Curveball is down low, and it's ball one. Whitey Lockman on deck and Balmy Thomas down in the hole. Magley delivers low again with a breaking ball, and it's 2-0 count on Darryl Spencer. 2-0 count. Spencer walks out of it and now goes back in. As a close stance, front foot pointing toward first. Right foot pulled way back. Pitch. Curveball for a strike called at the knees, and it's 2-1 now on Darryl Spencer. Brooklyn 1, New York nothing, top of the fourth inning. Magley delivers. Ground ball hit to the right side, right at Gilliam, up with it. Makes his play in time for the out. One away. So Spencer grounds out to start the fourth inning, and here's Whitey Lockman. Whitey hitting 246, grounded out on a fine play on a bunt try. Hodges fed Magley on a great play to get Lockman his first time up. Lockman at bat, Thomas on deck. One away in the fourth inning. Whitey batting the left side, 7 home runs and 28 runs batted in. Magley's fastball stays outside, it's ball one. 1-0 count to Lockman. Magley ready, here's the pitch. Curve is in at the knees for a strike, and the count is 1-1. One ball, one strike on Lockman, one out. Top of the fourth inning, New York batting. Magley delivers again. Fly ball hit the right field deep. Back goes Furlow. Back near the boards, and this one is off the scoreboard. Here's the throw to second base. Not in time. Lockman slides in with a double. Whitey Lockman with a high fly ball halfway up the scoreboard in right field. And before Valmy Thomas comes on, we'll pause now for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
Dial 1460 WOKO, your Brooklyn Dodgers station in Albany, New York. It's 3 o'clock WOKO time.
Those records. Valmy Thomas at bat. He had a double his first time up on a liner hit over Snyder. On second is Lockman. Magley out of a stretch. Change up curve. Flips and comes high, and it's ball one. The double Lockman is just number four off Magley. The Dodgers have picked up five hits off Worthington. Brooklyn leads 1-0, top of the fourth. Lockman moving off second base. Gilliam shading the bag just a bit with the right-hand batter up there. Neal playing deep in the hole at shortstop, and Reese back at normal depth at third. The pitch. Curveball is blown outside. Ball two. 2-0 count to Valmy Thomas. He's hitting at 258, has four home runs and 24 runs batted in. Val Magley for the Dodgers. Check the sign now. Here's the pitch. Fly ball to left field. Cimoli going over the corner near the line. He's there. He's got it. And there are two outs. As Thomas skies to Simoli in the left field corner. Coming on now will be the pitcher for New York, Red Worthington. Red was hit by a pitch ball his first time up. He has 3 hits on the year and 34 at bat. On second, Whitey Lockman, 2 outs, top of the fourth inning. The Dodgers lead New York 1-0. Magley out of a stretch now, pitching to Worthington. Curves him, and it's a strike. Worthington went through with a swing, tried to hold up, but he'd gone too far. 0-1 on Worthington. Magley checking signs with catcher Johnny Roosevelt. Lockman, a good lead off second. Here's the pitch. Curveball tapped back to the mound. Easy play for Magley. Throw is in time for the outside retire.